Traditional Italian Christmas cakes. History and differences between panettone and pandoro. Which ones are traditional Italian Christmas cakes? In Italy, the whole month of December is particularly heartfelt, full of celebrations and festivities. From Christmas to La Befana, the entire month is celebrated with unique culinary traditions. Among the most famous and appreciated Christmas desserts, there are certainly panettone and pandoro, two leavened products that adorn Italian tables during the holidays. As we will see later, panettone has ancient origins dating back to the 15th century in Milan, and is made from flour, raisins, candied orange peel, and natural yeast. It has a tall, soft dome shape and is considered the king of Christmas desserts. Pandoro, on the other hand, was born in the first half of the 19th century in Verona and has an eight-pointed star shape. It is prepared with flour, sugar, eggs, and butter without candied fruit. These sweets are much more than simple desserts. They represent true icons of Christmas, culinary symbols that unite Italians during the holidays. In this content, we'll talk about traditional Italian Christmas cakes, history and differences between panettone and pandoro. A piece of panettone and a cup of coffee, the perfect combination to celebrate Christmas. Sofia Loren, traditional Italian Christmas cakes, an all-Italian process of art and patience. Both of these cakes require a rather laborious production process that emphasizes the craftsmanship and tradition behind them. Panettone, for example, requires a leavening process that can last more than 12 hours and the use of sourdough starter. This laborious process is part of the reason it is considered a high-quality product. Pandoro, although it does not include candied fruit or raisins, has a layered structure that requires several stages of rising and kneading, also making it a laborious product to make. The preparation of both cakes is a real ritual that begins months before Christmas in bakeries and in the homes of those who choose to make their own. The pairings, beyond the Christmas slice. If you think that panettone and pandoro are only to be enjoyed, au naturel, you are sadly mistaken. In recent years, many chefs and food bloggers have begun to experiment with these desserts, using them as a base for other preparations. For example, panettone can be used to make delicious variations of the classic tiramisu or as an ingredient for an unusual version of pudding. Pandoro lends itself well to being filled with gelato or creams and is also used to create spoon desserts. These variations not only expand the possibilities of enjoying these desserts, but also represent a form of evolution of Italian culinary traditions. Traditional Italian Christmas cakes, panettone and pandoro in the world. Given the immense popularity of these cakes in Italy, it is not surprising that they have begun to conquer international palates as well. Today, it is possible to find panettone and pandoro in many parts of the world, especially in countries with a strong presence of Italian communities. Interestingly, outside of Italy, the two desserts are often seen as variations of the same Christmas theme and are both popular, although they are consumed in ways that may diverge from Italian traditions. For example, in some cultures panettone is eaten toasted with butter, while in others it is enjoyed with coffee or tea. The bottom line. In this content we learned about traditional Italian Christmas cakes, history and differences between panettone and pandoro. Panettone and pandoro represent not only two different regional traditions but also two different ways of experiencing and celebrating Christmas. Whether you are a lover of panettone, with its richness of candied fruit and raisins, or a fan of pandoro, with its sweet simplicity, one thing is certain. Both of these sweets carry with them the magic and history of the Italian holidays. Panettone and pandoro are ambassadors of Italian pastry around the world. Now famous and appreciated globally, they are perfect for bringing a little of the spirit and flavors of Italian Christmas everywhere. Their success lies in the goodness of the raw materials, careful craftsmanship, and the evocative power of these sweets that can recreate the magic of Christmas. And now that you know their origins and differences, you will be able to make a more informed choice when it comes to decorating your Christmas table. Whether you opt for an artisanal panettone or a stuffed pandoro, the most important thing is to enjoy the moment in the company of your loved ones.